Philip Semple, PLX, these are incurred today's date is 03/28/2022. Dictation is for Cioni Scott. Scott spells S-C-O-T-T. Cioni spells C-E hyphen O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 06/29/2015. Next paragraph is 6-year-old child here with an itchy rash period. Mom says child has a history of eczema, but state that this rash appears different. She said child had some different food at school, and the day after she started having a rash that itches all over. She says the last day she attended school was Friday. This occurred. The rash started on Saturday, but did not bring her in because of unknown reason. Next paragraph. Your system, child. She said child has no problem breathing or swallowing. She said child's activities are about the same. She indicated that she kept child home from school today because of the itching and is requesting a note for child not being in school today. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, child is seen itching her legs. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 96%. Room air blood pressure is 119/64. Pulse 111. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Skin blanching, erythematous macule, discreetly distributed in her lower extremities, her abdomen, or back. There's also maculopapular lesion in the cubital fossa and the popliteal fossae. These lesion appears dark. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sinus. Next paragraph, throat, no edema, no erythema, no exudate, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, child is alert, interactive, very, very playful, moist mucous membranes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is rash, number two, allergic reaction, open parentheses, food, close parentheses. Next paragraph, mom was educated about foods that child should avoid. Among the foods that she added at school prior to symptoms was peanut butter jelly sandwich, which mom says she has had before, but I strongly discourage from further peanut exposures. Mom was given a note for school. Child will return to school tomorrow with no restrictions. She was sent home with the following medication: triamcinolone 0.1% cream, applied daily for 14 days. Next medication, hydroxyzine, 5/10/5 mL. She will get 5 mL daily for 30 days, number 150 mL. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.